It's a night fair, low 38 downtown, 36 in Gates, big. And then Tuesday, partly sunny and out of school with a high about 64. Right now, 42 degrees. And happy St. Paddy's Day to you. I trust you have a big one planned. Oh, and here's a man with a little cheery note.
Hello, Greaseman. This is Charlie Dunn. You know, today is St. Patrick's Day, and we'd like to say something good or something whatever about the Irish. I like your program.
Thank you, buddy. I don't know too many Irish stories. You know, the usual ones that make the rounds every year. Let's see. What's Irish and sits outside in the rain? Patio furniture?
I don't know. I did die. One time I did go to Ireland. There was just one time. I heard that
in Ireland there lurks the mountain of truth. And I'd always dreamed of going to the mountain of truth to find out the meaning of it all, because I question things. I don't merely exist. I question the whys and the wherefore. And I heard in Ireland there, the mountain of truth held a man that had the ultimate cosmic answer.
I asked about it. I said, "You there, good man, where shall I find the mountain of truth?" He said, "Well, if you're going to the mountain of truth, you'll be needing to look for old Killarney. But it is there that the man lives, the man that has the answer. You just take a left on the old town bed by the fork of the road. There's a tree there where you can find a cobbler. The cobbler will lead you there to the mountain of truth. Then you are on your own."
And thought to myself, "My God, on my own, is it?
Well, so it bloody well be."
And so when I got to the foot of the mountain of truth, I went to the local citizenry where I got ropes and pitons. And I began the climb. No one would guide me. No one would dare go near. No one wanted to know the ultimate whys and wherefore, but I did! And so I climbed higher and higher, above the air, above the clouds, to where I could hardly breathe, where the oxygen was so thin there. But finally, when I thought my strength was at its end, when I'd eaten my last peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I saw the end in sight. I climbed up and there was a cave. A man there! A man! It wasn't a lie! There was a man! And he existed on the top of the mountain of truth! He looked at me and said,
"Habadugaga, habadugaga, habadugaga, habadugaga!"
It was then that I realized I was staring into the eyes of a madman. All that had been for naught. At one time he may have had the answer, but since then the desolation, the loneliness had driven him over the edge. I just looked at him, shook my head, and turned to go back to my rope when he tapped me on my shoulder, smiled, and said,
"You think that maybe you and I can take a simultaneous constitutional?"
I thought, this poor, poor man. And so I thought, well, why not? Why not? To give him joy. And so we squatted facing each other. An eagle circled lazily overhead and shook his head as if to say, "The neighborhood's going to hell in a handcart, ye," and flapped away in disgust. And then I climbed back down the mountain. The townspeople all were there waiting for word. They said, "Did you see him?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, what'd you guys do?" I said, "Well, we spent a few minutes loafing around."
Do you have a real crack
for the grease in charge?